Hello, lovers. Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Housewives. Let's get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
24-karat magic in the air.
Sing it.
Yeah, you can sing it.
It's your song.
Y'all trying to put me on blast.
Because it's your song.
And you're a good singer.
I'm not, listen, I'm still learning the words.
Everybody, Justin leaves from here and goes straight to a gig and sings every Sunday. So don't try to lie and say you don't.
You just hit that hot note.
I was just joking. Well, we have some shy singers in here, but we are not shy tonight.
Very talented.
Very talented. I guess we have to pay for it. Is that what we have to do?
Yeah, I want you guys to come check me out. I'm just playing. No.
Well, welcome back, you guys, back to another fantastic episode of Atlanta Housewives. I'm your host, English Cleveland, and I am joined by my favorite host of the evening.
Hi, guys. I'm Jessie Zahner. You can find me online and all social media at Athletic.
Hi, guys. I'm Mo Classified. If you haven't followed me yet, I really don't know why, but follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at M-O Classified.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Jay Hart. You can find me on social media at It's Me, Jay Hart. So make sure you guys follow me. Hit me up.
So this is episode 9, season 9, episode what, 5?
Five.
I wish it was a, no, I'm just kidding.
Can we really be
season 9, episode 5?
Episode 5, yep.
Shade Grenade. Shade Grenade. Let's get into the episode. It was, I mean, it wasn't that much shade this week. It was more so Grenade and what else? I guess political stuff, which was great to see on, you know, and for them to cover. And it's kind of like it's fast forward to now, which that was taped before. And it's kind of like, what's going on anymore? Mm-hmm. Why aren't people still talking about it? Why aren't people still protesting?
Definitely.
Why aren't people still on social media, you know, still trying to make change? Like, what did people forget?
I mean, it's always, you know, just like social media, every time something major happens, like people, they go in at that, you know, during that particular moment, but then it slowly dies down. And I think, and I'm glad, you know, actually this episode is continuing to bring awareness to something that's so serious, because this is something that needs to be discussed every single day,
right?
You know, so thankfully they did, you know, bring it up now.
Right. And I think with the drama of the election, people have kind of shifted gears and are thinking about something different, but it's still going on every day.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe Donald Trump and him being elected president, maybe that just like threw us all for a loop.
And Christmas,
that's what I'm thinking.
And like the holidays and love.
Yeah.
And like all of that. I mean, we did see the pipeline is now being halted. So that's a good like change in society, and just for people that have been struggling and trying to fight every day for their rights, you know, and why are they now all of a sudden being taken from them? And, you know, just it's just silly and outrageous. So I'm glad, like, finally Atlanta Housewives is showing a good light on something instead of all of the shade.
Yes.
So they should have changed the name from Shade Grenade into more so like a political name.
Yeah,
but that's just my opinion.
I agree. Yeah.
So the episode opened up with Phaedra and her and Frickin' Frack talking about them going to the DNC and about Congresswoman Wilson. In Florida, they want to chit-chat and have a round table and talk about exactly what we were just talking about, Black Lives Matter and, you know, people being killed for basically no reason. And so I think, you know, she's super fun, that congresswoman lady. She's
Her outfits are horrible, though.
Oh, they're horrible.
She said she was looking forward to the hat, and the hat was like cowboy sparkle.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It would probably match like my eyliner. I loved it.
I could see you wearing
that
hat.
She leave that outfit at Party City. Where did she get it from? But I respect the work that she does. She does some really important work, but the outfit got to go. I'm just saying.
Right, definitely. Okay, so what about Portia? How do y'all feel about like her reasoning for being there? Was it genuine or what?
What, because of her grandfather?
No, I'm just saying, like, do you think she was there for the same reasons that Phaedra was there, or that she cares about the cause as much as Phaedra does, or
Most definitely.
You think so? She
does, I think too. Yeah. Okay. I mean, although she did bring up her, you know, grandfather again, I think Portia is extremely smart. And, mm-hmm. you know, just being a black woman, like, you can relate to, you know, a lot of the things that's going on in our community as far mm-hmm. as, like, you know, on the issues with police brutality. Like, everybody, you know, and I feel like even people of other races, they have a connection to this situation because I feel like this has really unified our country to an mm-hmm. extent. Everything that's going on. So I feel like Portia was definitely there for, you know, for a good reason.
Okay.
Seriously.
And Phaedra also talked about she is going to go visit Apollo while yep. she's there.
I know,
visit Apollo.
That's crazy.
Which I knew they were going to be a to be continued, but I mean, it was good that, you know, she was talking about it and that she had support from her friend, you mm-hmm. know, letting her know, call me right after. Right. They seem like they're on a good level of friendship, which we haven't got a chance to see in a long time on yeah. the show, where two friends are genuinely friends.
Right.
I feel like since Candy and Phaedra, right. and we right. thought that was real, and it obviously wasn't
right.
which we got a chance to talk to Candy this week. If you guys haven't checked out our interview, it was fantastic.
Yes.
So go on YouTube, check it out. Candy gives us a lot of great details, and she spills a lot of tea. So let mm-hmm. me know what you guys think. Can we also see what the live chat is talking about so we can yes. see if we have any feedback from any of our fans that have watched it?
Yeah, and I just wanted to comment on Phaedra and Portia because All season I've been questioning if that friendship was real,
mm-hmm.
but I really did feel like tonight I got a glimpse of how close they really are.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was happy to see her be that support because I know, you know, Phaedra's really going through it. She wants to be done. You know, she wants this divorce to be over with.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to see that they are really
genuine. Yeah. So speaking of divorce being over with, I read in the blogs this week, and this may not be true, but supposedly Apollo just filed for divorce this past week. So they were saying
I thought the divorce was final.
Exactly. So if he's filing for a divorce, the divorce obviously isn't final.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about it is like all of these like little things, I don't know. For me, Phaedra, nothing ever adds up. Remember mm-hmm. when it was like she didn't have sex with that one guy yeah. from her, like she dated like back in the day and Nene dated and it was just like a weird motion. And then like with the Apollo thing, like obviously Mama Joyce outed her. She let right. her know like you could get a divorce if you wanted mm-hmm. to. And then now her divorce to her is final.
Right.
But then with Apollo like filing for a divorce this right. week, what is like the truth?
And
we
right.
never get a truth from Phaedra.
Can you file, like if Phaedra already filed for divorce, can he file back? Like is that a way that you do it, or do you just sign the paper because she already filed for a divorce? Like, how is he filing again?
Right,
and
that, maybe she didn't file.
No. That's what I'm
exactly.
wondering.
Yeah.
But she's talking on screen saying, I want this to be done. So it's weird because if that's the case, that's how does that work?
Well, maybe because, you know, I'm pretty sure this was like taped like months back
mm-hmm,
or whatever,
right.
Especially during the DNC. So maybe it was a situation at the time, like, you know, he didn't want to let go because she did mention in tonight's episode that she felt like Apollo was still trying to hold on.
Mm-hmm, right.
So now that, you know, I mean, you know, I guess now since it's more current, he is probably, you know, he's agreeing that, you know, okay, let's go ahead and you know, make this final.
And so what now?
She already said in the blogs that it was final. So I don't. It's like,
well, both parties have to agree with this in order for it to be final, right?
He could just sign. He doesn't have to file.
Exactly.
But that's the thing. He was probably holding off. So maybe he finally signed it now.
But why did he file if it's been done?
Yeah,
Something isn't adding up. And I mean, hey, I don't care, but I mean, just don't lie to me. Mm-hmm. You ain't gotta lie,
Phaedra. You ain't gotta lie, Craig.
Right, at all.
Or maybe she's thinking like the audience probably believes that's what she should be doing, so she mm-hmm. wants to look good.
That's,
you know,
what
like,
I wonder.
I
want
to look good to the people. I don't want to look stupid, you
right.
know?
I
so
totally
like,
agree.
Let me just make it seem like I've already filed and mm-hmm. it's final and everything's good and I'm moving on with my life. And maybe she is the one that's really holding on and just like, oh, I don't really want to divorce him, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, oh. We'll never know with Phaedra.
Well, mm-hmm. we will never know with Phaedra. All we will know is that she will quote Jesus like
right.
exactly. till the day ends. Okay?
And we see where she got it from. That mother's prayer. I was like, I see where that Holy Spirit came
from. Right. I wish we could see what some of the people are talking about, how they feel about it.
Right. You know? So, okay, so then we cut to another dramatic scene of Kenya and Cynthia at a bakery yes. shop learning how to bake a cake, mm-hmm. and Kenya wants to make a cake for Matt.
Definitely.
What kind of cake does she want to make him?
A Gucci cake, yeah. With a Gucci belt, because he lost his belt,
who, I guess, like, a while back. How young is this? Exactly. Like, so I know he's young, but to me, like, that just sounds
he's not
like,
that young. He's like, what, 30 something? He's in his 30s, right?
At least
30. I thought he was young 20,
yeah,
or late 20s.
28. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay. my age.
At least 28, and then maybe a little older, maybe.
And she's 40, what?
How old is she?
She's 43? 40, right?
No, she's older than 40. She's probably like mid to later 40s. Right. But don't quote me, and don't get mad. Don't get mad, y'all.
She's 45.
Don't get mad. Oh,
she's 45.
She's 45. But she looks good, though. She looks great.
No, she looks good.
No, she looks amazing.
So that's 20-year age difference. Wow.
What's Matt's last name?
Just put Matt Kenya's boyfriend age.
So, Kenya...
Google
while we're pulling that up. Matt Kenya's boyfriend's age. While you're looking that up, Kenya did mention, which was very odd to me, she said she feels like she can learn a lot from Candy and Todd. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe there's a different aspect of the relationship that we don't get to see.
Yeah.
But... what is she wanting to learn from them?
Exactly.
Maybe like, because they're the only people that steal together. But mm-hmm. did you notice this pattern in tonight's episode? Like, Kenya was saying that, oh, I can learn a lot from their relationship. But mm-hmm. it seems like, you know, Candy is not pleased with their relationship as far mm-hmm. as, like, you know, it possibly falling apart because they're working together. They really don't have time for, you know, intimacy or anything like that.
I don't think she was displeased.
Well, she was complaining about it.
No, I don't feel like she was complaining. Candy.
Yeah, I don't think she was either. Like, I think she's just like worried. Like, not really, yeah, not even worried, but exactly. just like aware that, you know, there.
It's possible.
Exactly. That there's something yeah. that could go wrong with being involved with right. Todd and the business at the same time.
Right. And then just the fact that they've witnessed all of these relationships, mm-hmm. they've witnessed the head over heel stage, mm-hmm. which probably that's what Candy and Ty may possibly be in now, maybe a little bit further. But it's just like they've witnessed all the stages of everyone's relationship, and just to see all these relationships coming to an end, it's like,
yeah.
this could definitely be us. Mm-hmm. So how will we make that not be us? How will we stop that? How will we...
I think, you know, they're definitely... I think this, you know, with them working together and spending so much time on their project, mm-hmm. that is affecting their relationship. Because, as you can see, Mama Joyce had to, you know, create this scene for them, you know, to have personal time together.
Right.
Or whatever. And even Candy was complaining about Todd, you know, not having this restaurant together or anything like that. So you can see she's really stressed out on the business side of things. So when you're stressed out on that part, that's definitely going to affect the personal relationship and you guys together. So mm-hmm. I think it is some stress there.
Yeah.
Did you guys think that it was awkward and weird for Mama Joyce to set up that whole massage and dildo and rubbing? And
not
first
that was
of
shady.
All, Todd.
Yeah, that's the shade. That was the shade right there. Yeah.
I think it was a big step for Mama Joyce.
So yeah. Yeah.
And she even shaded him, though.
She did. That's shade because it's showing that you don't have time to set that up for your wife.
Right.
Anytime your mom, she has to step in and help
true.
A grown
I didn't
man
think
out.
About it that
and
way.
I'm always, but I'm no. team Todd to the very
you
end.
That's
I
good.
Am, but at the same time, I have
you stay on that side. No, just kidding.
No, seriously, I would have to, you know, agree with Mama Joyce in this situation. Like, I mean, I honestly feel like Todd should have stepped up and did that. Like, you have to learn how to balance both.
Okay.
But she's saying he's not busy. Candy's saying he is busy.
Yeah, I feel like he is busy. As much as mm-hmm. I'm in the past, you know, I've been kind of against Todd. I feel like it's not necessarily only Todd's job to... Mm-hmm. Candy could have set that up herself as well. You know, mm-hmm. the woman can do the same thing. Like, let's set aside some time for ourselves. It's both of our relationships.
But yeah. I think so, also, too, in relationships, so, like, sometimes you get annoyed. And then you're just like, I'm not doing this for him. Right. He don't deserve this. Yeah, right. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of is nice when someone does see from the outside, you guys love each other, what's the bigger picture? Like, that kind of brings relationships back together, right. you know, and it helps a little bit. I'm not married. You're married. Am mm-hmm. I right about that?
Yeah, for sure. And I think she was getting frustrated with just that he's like wasn't showering and he wasn't shaving mm-hmm. and she's just like, you need to take care of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really, at first I was really thought it was a nice thing that Mama Joyce did this until she said they work so hard, at least Candy does. I was like, oh my God.
You know, she had to find a way to put something in there.
It was cute to finally see her, like, taking care of her grandchild. Yeah, and not asking for it.
Exactly. Without asking for payments. Yeah.
So, speaking of children, I don't know if you guys have heard of Primary, but Primary was started by two moms. Hopefully, you guys know about Primary. It's fantastic. And if you don't know, now you will know. Yes. Primary was started by two moms who wanted a place for kids' clothes without all the logos, slogans, and sequins. Primary offers stylish, basic clothes for babies and kids in awesome colors. It's super soft fabric, which is important. And it's all under $25. Like, can you guys believe
that's
that?
That's awesome.
So everything that they have is under $25, which is great. It's affordable. It was inspired by simplicity. Primary offers the one essential version of everything a kid wears, from a footie to a tee, a cardigan to a polo, and it makes every size until your kid grows up. Primary's vibrant colors mix and match beautifully and will work with whatever else is in their closet. So that's like the best
thing too.
I always think like when you can blend, like, you know, you may have something super expensive, but then you blend it with something that's, you know, more or less expensive. Your kids are going to get dirty. Like, why spend $1 million on their clothes? So I think Primary's fantastic. Primary is the new go-to for the soft baby clothes and vibrant, solid colors without slogans like Little Slugger or Mommy's Little Genius. whether you are color coordinating for the kids or for the family holiday card or selecting super soft PJs under the tree, Primary is the go-to for stylish basics in awesome colors and the softest fabrics. Primary stylish basics is in solid colors. It makes it easy to find exactly what you need for the kids for this holiday season. From the color-coordinated holiday card photo to the school choir performance to the annual new pair of pajamas under the tree, Primary offers free 90-day returns, which is fantastic because sometimes you just got to make a return. And we may not be parents. I mean, none of us are parents up here. But some of our hosts at the studios have tried it out on their kids. And they've ordered the clothes, and they absolutely love them. They said the process was so easy. There was a huge selection of clothes to pick from, which is important right for the holidays. I know, like, there's a lot of gift-giving and angel tree and donating to kids that are less fortunate. Like, this is a great gift that you can afford to buy, you know, for someone that's less fortunate, and you're not spending tons of money. And it's still cute. It's soft. It's fantastic. One of our hosts, Lindsay, which she's fantastic. Love you, girl. Got three pair of sweats and three Henley shirts for her son. She said they were perfect play clothes for her kids' preschool. And then another one of our hosts got a variety of different things. She got everything from PJs to leggings to blankets and baby hats, which I know have to look good on her kid. Everything was very soft, high quality, had great colors, easy to match, and can be used for everyday occasion. The website is super easy, and it's everything is under 25. Like, I don't know why I have to keep saying it, but I think it's like great that things are affordable because everything is so expensive these days. Plus, you can easily rebuy your kids' clothes because you're not spending that much. So as they grow, if you like that shirt, you can just buy it again. Our hosts could not get enough of Primary, and they look forward to buying them again and again. So you guys can go check out Primary. Visit primary.com/buzz and use our promo code BuzzNJ to save 25% off of your first purchase and free shipping. So go and get it. Love you.
25% off of less than $25.
And free shipping. And you can return it in 90 days.
That's awesome.
And it's soft. And it's comfortable. Yes. And it comes in great colors. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's under $25. Did we say that?
Yes.
25% off.
And 25% off.
Make sure you guys
off.
Get it.
So yes, go to primary.com/BuzzNJ and you guys can get a discount.
Definitely.
So let's get back into the episode.
Okay.
Speaking of kids again, we had kind of a big situation happen, which it brought a lot of things to life. Like we talked about the Black Lives Matter, kids getting pulled over, or just people walking down the street, it could be anything, mm-hmm. and they're getting gunned down for silly things. Mm-hmm. And we see Cairo, he's considered probably a privileged kid. Mm-hmm. He goes to a great college. His parents, you know, obviously take care of him and they care for him, but he decides to ride around in Atlanta with smoking weed, right. With his friends, mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of going down the wrong road. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think about the conversation Sheree had with Cairo? And what did you guys think about the conversation Bob had with Cairo?
Right.
I would have to say, you know, Sheree definitely, I think it was more personal and it was more real and genuine. Mm-hmm. But actually, I would say it was genuine with them both. Mm-hmm. But, you know, starting off with Sheree, it's hard for a mom to, you know, try to, like, you know, mold, you know, her son into being a man. Mm-hmm. Right. Because it is better, you know, actually hearing it from another father. Because right. I'm pretty sure, you know, Bob has been in a situation like that before. You know, being a black man, being pulled over, doing immature things, especially mm-hmm. at a young age. But I think Sheree, she definitely nailed it. I think it was more, she was, you know, sensitive with it, you know, and yeah, it just showed a lot of emotions. Like, you know, hopefully he was in that mindset, like, okay, I can't, you know, have my mom upset, like, you know, the way she is right. because of this situation. Mm-hmm. Right. And so hopefully he learned something from that. But I think Bob just really nailed it mm-hmm. as far as, like, you know, just informing him, like, yo, this, you can't, you know, make these type of mistakes or right. whatever. You have to, like, you know, learn from your mistakes and then hopefully move forward just so you won't be in a situation like that. Because as we can see what's going on with police, right. you know, brutality, we don't want him to be another victim in that situation. So definitely. I think they both kind of did their part in trying to, you know, relay the message to him. So.
Right. I think this is such an important conversation for two reasons. One, just like you said, Sheree was... The conversation that she had with Cairo was really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a mother, she is worried about him because yeah. literally, mm-hmm. you know, you have to be worried about getting pulled over at yeah. this point because you could be nothing could be wrong at right. all and you could be shot dead yeah. right there on the That's spot.
Yeah.
And that is a really scary, like, world to live in right now. But right. that is reality. Mm-hmm. So I think for her, mm-hmm. it was good for her to express... you know, this could happen. Yeah. And for him, he was saying, you know, I didn't think it would happen to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of people think, mm-hmm. but that's why, you know, you have to be extra careful nowadays, which is really sad to say, yeah. but it's so scary. And then with Bob's side of things, I think that's another important conversation because he talked about, you know, that it's okay to smoke weed, but basically he was saying, you know, do I agree with smoking marijuana? Yeah, I guess, because mm-hmm. in his line of work in football, these guys are being prescribed opioids and then they're getting addicted to them when marijuana's not legal across the country. So, and then NFL.
Until January 1st, ding, ding. Well, so, here in California.
Yeah. So the NFL, you know, bans the substance that is actually not as dangerous as some of the drugs that these guys are prescribed. Mm-hmm. So that was another, like, completely different conversation that he brought up. But what he was saying was it's okay to pass in a social setting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, it's just a really sad, you know, thing yeah. that happens now.
Right.
It is. Actually, Scott Patterson just made a good point. She or he, I can't tell. I honestly think Cairo needs real friends to pull him in the right direction. I think that plays right. a part in it as well.
Of course. Right.
I mean,
yeah.
you are the company you keep, so, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, hopefully, like he said, he was going to surround himself with, like, better people now.
Right. And even Bob said it's okay to pass up, you know, the drugs that they're offering
yeah.
you.
Right.
And, like, if you have the right friends... it won't be a problem to
but
pass
did
it
you
up. Like,
guys,
nobody's going to be like, oh.
Right.
Like,
did you guys yeah. think he was being genuine about saying, I'll make better decisions? Or do you think he was just saying that to please his parents and move on?
I actually kind of think he was genuine about it because I feel like when Bob got involved, mm-hmm. outside of Sheree giving her input, I feel like he was like, oh, this is serious. Like, mm-hmm. you know, my parents really yeah. care about me. They really care about this situation and my well-being moving forward and, like, maybe he didn't realize it was serious at first, but then mm-hmm. after, like, their reactions to it, he was like, wow, this is serious. So I feel like he was kind of genuine.
I just think you probably felt awkward because you got to think about it. He's still 19, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Right. And when you're having a type of conversation with your parents, it's
on
like
national television.
On national television, right. It's like, you know, I mean, I don't want to cry or, you know, right. do anything, you know, to mess up my reputation. So it's okay, kind of so like, I feel like he was trying to figure it out, you know.
Good answer, good answer. Like, it's like, what can he say?
Yeah, right.
It's like, I'm going to smoke weed, Mom.
You know, like, and that's the thing, like, I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
But would I actually listen to them, though? I don't know.
I mean, now that's going to be a great discussion for parents because now marijuana is passing in so many states now, which I think it's great.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Which
and
Bob was pretty much saying, like, I can't necessarily punish you for this.
Exactly. Because compared to some of the other things that people could use or that...
Yeah.
I mean...
Some people believe, like, weed is a gateway drug. So they may feel like if you start smoking weed, then you're going to start doing all those things Bob listed, Molly's.
Exactly.
And that. Some people just don't know their limit, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with all of the testing and all of the stuff, it's great that we finally have progressed this far to allow weed. And now that parents are actually having to have this conversation with their kids and are going to have the conversation with their kids starting January 1st. And, you know, it's a big thing because you have to know, like, when you're an adult and you're smoking weed, it's different because hopefully you're being responsible and you're doing it at a time that you're not having to be alert and,
you know your limits.
But when you're a kid, it's hard to engage and to know that. And, first of all, I'm paying for your college, so if you get high and want to sleep in, or I need to send you extra money because you have the munchies every day. That's not good.
Definitely.
But, you know, so it's just like, I guess being open, and I liked Bob's conversation. I appreciated that he was more so coming from, like, a real standpoint.
Yeah, like, he was actually in his shoes.
Yeah, and Sheree was more so like, don't make the mama
sad. Yeah, the mother.
And it was just like, what makes mom sad? Everything could make mom sad, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm glad that Bob, even with all of his sweat and glory, he was still able to have, like, an honest conversation. What are you laughing about?
You and Benson.
What did Benson say? What did Benson say?
Bob should have dotted that I.
He should have dotted that I.
Talking about Colorado.
But I think, like, with Bob, you can tell it was genuine because he was sweating super hard.
Right.
Yeah.
So Bob just has a sweating problem.
Yeah, that's what he does.
It's not this situation. Bob is always sweating. So.
He didn't sweat at the vegan restaurant, though, which
he
was
did.
Weird.
He did, actually, I think.
I don't think so. I just think when you have serious conversations like this, it's like, you know, as a parent, it can't make you nervous.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that was the situation. Oh, he probably
well, okay,
one.
They said, why hasn't Sheree paid Cairo's tag, though? She knows her son.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Right, exactly.
And then we saw, like, a lot of shady things in the comments that people were saying last week about Sheree charging people $5 for photo ops.
Mm-hmm.
And something else someone else said in the comments about Sheree being, like, super cheap and... Mm-hmm. Like charging people for stuff, so
yeah. But
she
that's
needs
a great
to take,
point.
Take that money and pay his tax,
and that's how people are getting pulled over by stupid,
simple
like
stuff.
Yeah,
blinker out,
right?
You know, like.
And they're getting killed for that.
That's
exactly.
I just want to give God praise because I've been driving around for like 2 months with expired tags, but I just got my tag.
Right. Yes. You didn't get a tag. You didn't get a ticket.
I did not get a ticket.
Look at God. Wait, what'd you say?
I did the same thing though. I did the same thing. Yeah, but.
There you go. I mean, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, we made it.
I still have
seriously.
My Tennessee. Well, at first I still have my Tennessee tags,
oh,
so that would have been even like worse because I've been here for 3 years and I still didn't change over to California.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Uh-oh.
Random
I hope nobody's watching this.
It's too late. Now. I mean, they renewed.
So let's talk about another fraudulent activity, Peter. Peter Rice in all his peach and glory.
Right.
Oh my God.
I don't know, Peter. He just supposedly he's opening up another Bar One in Atlanta.
Okay.
He has Bar One in Charlotte. He has he's opening up Club One or something he mentioned to Todd. But it was interesting to see their reverence towards Peter and the industry and the restaurant like group and all of that.
Exactly.
But his have failed.
That's what exactly what I was thinking. Candy said something like, well, yeah, he's killing it. You know, like we should get some advice from him. And I was like, does Peter even have the success and the clout to be giving them advice? Like, exactly. Why are you here trying to shed some advice on them when you're not even that successful? Like, you are maybe, you know, a couple months from being in the hole.
And you seem like you're always struggling from what we've heard with the past with Cynthia, and she's mm-hmm. always carried things.
Right.
And, you know, with her opening up the Bailey agency and all these things that she's done, and he's kind of depleted her financially right. with all mm-hmm. of his hopes and dreams and ideas that have failed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then he has a nerve to say Cynthia can't handle workload.
That's what I was thinking. So I feel like he thinks that the divorce has to do with their business relationship.
Mm-mm. Right.
No.
And he's just oblivious to everything else that went wrong in their relationship and why Cynthia is really divorcing you. Like, I feel like he really has clued in on that conclusion.
Yeah.
Like, it was just our business that made us fail. That yeah. was all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, Peter.
What did you think about Peter arriving?
I mean, he's so desperate. Why is he even coming back on the show? And then he's just been trying to manipulate Cynthia this whole time. Mm-hmm. I still love her. She couldn't handle it. It's like, he's done so many things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he gets off. It's exactly like you said. He thinks this is about the business and, like, their workload rather than the things that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So
And his stupid excuse all the time is, I love my wife so much. You should love your wife.
Right.
That's not something that you need to keep saying. Maybe you should start saying words like, I messed up.
Right.
What I did wrong. Because, like you just said, it's not about the workload. It's about something someone's doing wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, if she's tried to fix it and you guys can't get to it, you should at least take some kind of blame, or else you're really going to get a divorce. And then all of these divorces are happening.
Right.
So that's just, true. I don't know. It's just weird that, I don't know.
He just wants to be on the show. It is so annoying. I can't believe he came back and then tried to give them advice. And
what advice did he give them, though? The only thing I heard was that, oh, you can have a day party out here.
Right, yeah. Right, that was right. it. I feel like he was low-key just
checking it out,
seeing what's his competition.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Oh, you can fit 200 people in here.
Yeah,
oh, okay. You can have a day party. Like,
let me open up an arena now.
The worst person to ask or to talk to Todd about when, and Todd brought up, which I know we just mentioned a little bit ago, about, you know, I don't know if it's okay if me and Candy should be working together
right.
so much.
Right.
Like, no, do not get advice from Peter on right. this subject. Like, he is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
He just obviously told you, like, oh, she couldn't handle the workload.
Right.
You don't want that infiltrating in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, Peter still talks to Apollo. He yes. said,
right.
what did he say, 2 to 3 times things. A month?
Yep.
So it's just like, you are the company that you keep.
Mm-hmm.
You should surround yourself around people that are like-minded,
right.
that are like
happy, relationships.
Happy real, right. real relationships.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just not on Housewives of Atlanta, mm-hmm. like, or not wanting mm-hmm. to be on right. Housewives of Atlanta. So
basically, Todd just needs to do everything
right.
completely opposite of what Peter did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how did y'all feel about Todd? Because I know I wanted to ask Candy that during the interview, like, why she chose Todd when he's just a regular guy.
I had so many questions.
What is, like, a regular guy?
Today when I was getting ready in the mirror, I wanted to ask her, what is the biggest misconception that you've heard about your relationship
with
you and Todd? And what would you like to bring to the light and make clear?
Right.
Because people have talked about finances and you carry everything and mm-hmm. all of that. Like, I would love to know what maybe she can say, hey, no, Todd pays half the mortgage
right.
and, like, clear
right.
things up. Because
exactly.
obviously, if you guys check out the interview again, you will see she has no filter and she was giving us all the tea and drama and just really being real mm-hmm. and awesome. And so I think, you know, she would be honest with that.
Right.
So hopefully
yeah,
when she
sure.
comes back, she would answer that yeah. question.
Well, I just feel like it was interesting that Todd was, you know, he expressed, like, well, she's the famous one. I'm not famous. I just play
yeah.
my role, and she's
what
the celebrity.
What is your role?
Yeah, but that's what I wanted to ask her. Like, how does that work for her? Like, why did she choose a regular guy? But
yeah.
I just felt like it was interesting for Todd to actually admit it.
Right.
You know, like, he didn't act like he was the celebrity or, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was the wearing the pants in relationship. He
mm-hmm.
kind of pretty much said Candy does wear the pants mm-hmm. in a sense.
Yeah, she does.
He stepped back and, you know, like, I'll give it to her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you feel about that? Would you like to date anyone like that?
oh, I feel like I'm going to... I mean, I'm going through a process right now. Mm-hmm. So at first I thought I did want someone who was already established. Mm-hmm. So maybe not a tie.
Yeah.
And now I'm going through something where I feel like I might need, not necessarily a tie,
yeah,
but someone who is not necessarily all the way established, maybe on the same level as me, and we can grow together.
Okay.
So I don't know which one yet exactly. What do y'all think?
I think, you know, you women are interesting. Just what? Because, you know, you guys always say that, you know, you have these expectations of how, you know, what you, I guess, expect from a man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you always say, like, oh, you, I guess, in
oh, wait, really quick. Someone said that Candy paid cash for the house and Todd pays all the utilities.
Somebody said Todd is rich in spirit.
Okay. Anyways, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like women always try to mold, you know, their guy to being the, you know, I guess the ideal man that they want them to be.
Yeah.
So my thing is, Todd, like, just because we don't see it, like, you know, on camera on this show, we never know what Todd is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I hate that Todd didn't make that comment because it didn't made it seem as if he was, like, a house husband. But it is true, like, as far as, like, she is the celebrity, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that doesn't make him less of a man just, you know, because of that situation. And really it doesn't make them, like, not compatible. I feel definitely like they balance each other out. Okay. You know, I think Todd is doing as much as he can just because, you know, hey, it is kind of challenging when you're dating someone that has more money than you.
Well, yeah, I like, you know, that point of view. I feel like I didn't look at it that way at first, but I do like that point of view coming from a man.
Yeah, because, so, you know, regular guys are winning nowadays, you know. The guys with money is the one that's cheating on y'all.
That's true.
Don't say on y'all. Don't say on y'all.
That's true. But no, I feel like, at first I did want someone established, maybe possibly famous, but now I'm like, I'm kind of over it, and it's just like, I would want to grow with somebody. I feel like that'll make it even better or more, you know, profound, stronger.
So if any of you guys are watching out there, this is a late night.
More money, more people.
More money, more people. But more money, more this problems. Is a late night really, conversation for you. If any of you guys are available, let Mo know. Because now you guys know what she's looking
what
for.
I'm looking for. I have a little bit coins. More criteria, but still, we'll start there.
We'll start there. So slide in her DMs. Show if you match the description. So Cynthia, it was a good episode for her. Yeah. She's on the move. She's a woman on the move, making moves with or without Peter. And she's wanting to buy a house or sell her house.
She put up an offer?
Put up an offer for a house, which it was a beautiful house.
Oh, it really was.
The lake. Really was. But what do you guys think about the whole 6-bedroom situation?
I feel like that's that housewife thing. I feel like all of them, Chateau Charest, Kenya, I feel like they all have these huge houses and
no one lives in them.
No one lives them but them, you know?
It's like what they've heard about in fairy tales and storybooks.
Exactly. They just do it for possibly the show.
What do you think? I mean, same. I don't know who's going to be filling these rooms or this house, but it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think when you just see something like that, you're like,
get it.
And I think it was the location of the house, too. I mean, it was right there by the lake, and, you know, it's peaceful.
Right. Definitely. It's really nice. Definitely.
And it's cheaper to get those type of houses in Atlanta.
I know. But she said it was almost $1 million for that house in Atlanta.
Just imagine how much it would be out here.
Oh, my God.
Like $5 million.
So, Cynthia did mention that Peter wants her to sell their old house, so that's why she's buying this house. She said he's not asking for much, but I would love to see their prenup. Do they have a prenup?
Yes, they do, because remember she was looking for it the past two episodes. Mm. I mean,
but wasn't it like a piece of paper or something?
I thought she was looking for her certificate of marriage, like that they have to present at the wedding.
Was it?
I don't know.
That was before, but now she's looking
for the prenup.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yes.
And she was saying like all of the documents of this have always gone missing.
So
she's and we know the marriage one wasn't on him, but maybe this one is. I don't know.
I can't. See, now she got offers now.
What?
Mo's getting distracted.
You are. See, look, Mo is getting offers. Come Tampa get Plant you City. A red bone down here, Tampa, Plant City, Palm Beach, or Miami.
Ooh.
All right, girl, you getting offers up the yin yang. So we talked briefly about the conversation with Todd and Candy at the group setting when they went four-wheeling. What did you guys think about Matt not showing up for his own surprise birthday?
Embarrassing.
Yeah, why would you still have that, like, get-together?
Right.
I just
think it's embarrassing.
And also, the other thing about that is she didn't invite Cynthia, which I know we talked about, right. But yeah. That was just, you know...
No, I feel like Cynthia kind of put herself out of that. Because she kind of, she was like, oh, I can't go.
Well, do you remember when she said, like, suddenly when you're single, no invitations, like, your invitation gets lost in the mail or whatever?
Right, right, definitely. Okay,
which
yeah.
Which I definitely think was, if that's your friend.
Well, she invited another friend.
Tell her to come anyway.
Her cousin, right?
Oh, was it her cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, RL's girlfriend is definitely pregnant.
Is she?
I don't know, but that's just the fact that she just like, oh, guys, I can't go. I've just been feeling all. And I'm like, that's a pregnancy under the weather, not a.
So?
I'm just under the weather.
I was thinking,
you wouldn't have came.
I was
thinking if you were under the weather, like cold flu type under the weather, you just wouldn't have came at all. But you came, and I could just see it in her face. It was just like,
you're predicting she's pregnant.
I am.
That is the first thing I thought of. Yeah,
I thought a weird thing that happened was during their discussion, Candy gets a call and someone over the phone, which was Carmen. Candy's oh my gosh, I don't know why in my head while I was watching it I was like, now when I just reset I was like, she is her assistant. I was thinking that Carmen was Phaedra's assistant in my head. So I was like, why is Carmen calling Candy? So Carmen calls Candy, which was correct. Do not try to come for me, you guys. and lets her know that Phaedra...
Yes, Lena is pregnant.
Oh, you were right. Yeah. Look at you.
Well, we don't know that for sure, Ben, so we'll find
out. Oh, maybe it's on her Instagram, yeah.
Right.
But Candy gets a call that someone made a grenade bomb threat to Phaedra at her office. Was that what it was? Because I know, well, I guess maybe just for all safety, she was saying, I need to get my mom and my kid out of there. And I was thinking, are your kids and your mom in your office?
Right.
So,
exactly.
What do you guys think about this scenario? Do you think that it's 100% real? And do you think that, like... Just with the scene, like, she's driving to go see a Apollo. She gets a call about
like
the grenade.
Over.
She pulls over. Yeah. She's crying on the one-on-one, but she's not really crying in the car.
Right.
And she didn't really... Like, I don't know. I would be like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Like, where do you even buy a grenade?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, I...
But why, my thing is, why would she lie about that?
I don't think she's lying, but maybe, like, the chain of events and the timing.
But at the same time, how did this person get all the way up to her office?
Right,
because
right.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, you know, on the top floor, and you have to go through security in order to get up there. Yeah. So that, you know, even makes sense.
It's funny that you asked that question, because I was like, I can't believe something like this would happen.
Me neither.
And I would have, like, lost it. I would have been like, what the hell? Like, you gotta be joking. Like, I would have been freaking out. And she... was like, you know, crying. So she was crying in her confessional, which makes me think that it might be true, but...
Because it's after the fact in the confessional.
I've never seen people lie like they do on Housewives. And not just Atlanta Housewives, but like past other Housewives series, people have lied about having cancer. All kinds of
them. Oh, yeah. Check that out on OC.
I read an article...
That they said it was one of her, like, old clients. So maybe it was, like, a situation where, you know, maybe he lost the case.
That's
or,
what I was just thinking,
you know,
like, who
he
was
owes her
it?
Some
Why
money?
Was it? What would you do?
Yeah,
I
some
hear the guy
say
with
that.
The grenade was a disgruntled client, but who knows with Phaedra.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Definitely.
But
and
if
then
that's
I know
real,
she said,
I'm sorry. Like, that is so scary, especially when you have kids. And the guy said he was going to kill himself and anybody who got in his path and everybody in the building. So it's just like...
He was really...
But
well,
it says the guy's arrested now, so thank God.
Oh, good.
But, you know, hopefully he doesn't have any friends or family members that's trying to do the same thing.
I doubt it.
You know.
They probably think he's
I'm
crazy,
just
too. But she said... Get in the house, put on the alarm with the kids. And I'm just thinking, if he has a grenade, the alarm is not going to stop it. You know?
And
like,
why would you
out
go?
Of there?
She made mention, like, they need to get away and just go.
Right.
Why would you go home?
Yeah. Right.
If this person knows you, they could possibly know where you live.
Oh,
like,
yeah. People
could,
do their research.
They
don't just show up and,
live.
Like, oh, you know, like, this guy had a plan if this is the case. So
yes.
Get the hell out of the house.
Yeah,
you know what I
and
mean?
Away from, like, Atlanta.
Right.
Like, maybe
exactly.
Drive a little bit and go somewhere else
right.
for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just, it didn't seem 100% genuine.
Well, it was on the news.
It was on the news.
Doesn't always make it right. But that... you know, she did say it was on, or Candy said it was on the news. So, I mean,
it maybe probably it actually was a crazy client.
Yeah, maybe it like, actually did happen. Pretty but upset. But I agree with Benson, Olivia, who says with her, who knows? Mm-hmm. And that's my thing. I don't know either.
So, I mean, what else was there happening? This is not even, I didn't think it was that great of an episode. It was to be continued.
Yeah. So they're still dragging us along.
We got a chance to hear Apollo's voice for a little bit. I know. Speaking of Apollo,
Sounds different. Sounds super different. It's like he's actually reading or something. Like
Right. Like reading a book. Yeah, he actually sounds a little bit educated, right?
We know how to get.
Speaking of Apollo, Apollo is supposedly getting married to someone else. I don't know how these people do
so
these things.
Maybe that's why Phaedra's stopping this. So maybe Phaedra was originally trying to get the divorce.
And now she's not?
And now she's not because she's like,
Phaedra would not do that.
Someone was saying, I saw in the chat, that she wouldn't file a divorce because if she separates from him, then the police can technically question her and try to get more information and stuff like that.
She can't testify if they're still married.
Exactly. So maybe she's trying not to stay out of it because she's hid the money in her backyard.
Right.
And she knows all about it, which that's my concept. Well,
and then he could testify against her, too.
Oh, this is too
much. So if they're trying to get her for something, he could, if they're not married, I guess, testify against her.
Yeah. And this is an episode of How to Get Away with Murder.
So if he's getting married, then obviously he was cheating on Phaedra before he was in jail.
Exactly. And
for you to know somebody enough to want to marry them.
The wife or the girlfriend posted an Instagram photo of a ring made out of jail paper towels.
I saw that, but didn't know that it was Apollo.
Yeah, that's Apollo's jail paper baby towels. Mama.
No.
Or wife or fiance.
So,
but
you never know, though, because if you ever watch that Netflix series, Making a Murderer, he gets engaged in prison. Like, he met somebody, so who knows?
I saw that, and I was just like, who would do this first off?
Probably a pin pal.
Be proud of
you
it?
To be, yeah.
A pin
she
pal.
Was proud of it. She one was like, thirsty my baby Atlanta gave females. Me a ring.
So, next week, we get a chance to see Phaedra meets up with Apollo. Matt and Kenya have another scuffle, which I guess, I don't know why, last week she thought it was so horrible for him to throw things and punch things, and how could someone do that? And then this week she kind of was saying it like it was cute.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just likes to hit things and, like, throw things and, like,
I feel like that's very obsessive of
about
him
a picture
to be mad
Jay-Z.
About a throwback Thursday. That sounds obsessive. That
Mind
sounds
you,
like
ridiculous.
I might beat you later on.
This is, like, the fourth time she's discussed that picture on since she's been on Housewives of Atlanta. She loves. So I'm sorry, but I'm probably with Matt on this. He's probably like, stop
I'm
posting it.
About
damn
that.
It. We already know that it's a throwback Thursday at
That's
this
so
point.
Funny.
Benson
Shoot.
Says Apollo has been with his fiance since 2014.
Ooh,
I hear.
Okay, so maybe you're right.
So he's been in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe when geez. Him
maybe
and
they were friends.
Phaedra were going through like their
right at the end
issues,
before he left.
And then right before he went to jail, he needed a good chick to hold him down.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's sending her paper towel rings, and she feels the need that she needs to put
Show
that on
off.
Instagram.
No.
Portia, which she wasn't really involved this much.
Yeah, she wasn't.
This
Not
week, this
episode,
much.
Yeah.
But we get a chance to see next week she's talking to her sister and her mom, and she wants a bigger house,
mm-hmm.
even bigger than the one she already
For
had.
For her family.
For her family. Right. Todd, another Todd. Another Todd. So everyone just seems like they're just trying to find themselves this season.
Definitely.
But do you guys have anything else that we should add to the episode? Anything
I would
else
say that
like
Kenya
to discuss?
With the whole grenade situation, right?
Yes.
I feel like the girls were like joking around with it.
Yeah.
Did
you
notice
so?
That? Like,
yeah.
I felt that Kenya was, you know.
Kenya's like, that sucks.
Yeah.
And I feel like Kenya was kind of genuine about it. Because she said,
in the confessional,
if anything would have happened to her, and she has these two beautiful boys,
right.
like, I just can't imagine.
I give it to her. I think at first that they were like, what the hell? Because if your friends called you and told you that somebody took a grenade to their office, would you believe them? Because Candy had, she was like, it was on the news.
Right. And I feel like Candy was kind of worried in a sense, but she didn't want to act
Candy, I feel like she was smiling with it too.
Well,
when she was
no,
saying.
I think she was, but
that's
in
Candy's nature.
Yeah, she is like that.
Yeah, but I feel like in a way you could tell that she was worried, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. But I feel like at the same time, it was like, this is not necessarily my friend, so I can't act like I care too much. Like, yeah. I don't want to seem like I care too much because right. we're not that cool right now. We're not too much of friends right now. But, wow, I can't believe this is happening to her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I don't think Kinga was sincere, but I just never think she
is. Oh, see, I thought right. she was in the confessional because she was like, she has these two boys.
But what about more than that? What about her life?
Well, she's not worried about Phaedra. She only cares about
her. She said, I can't imagine anything happening to her right now.
No, she did not.
She did say that.
But I know she's worried about the kids. I don't know if she's worried about Phaedra. She's definitely worried about the kids, but
she ain't worried about Phaedra. Anyways, what does it say? What are they talking about? Candy does have a permanent smile. She really does.
Right.
Even when she's mad, remember the flashback with Nene. She's like, what you not gonna do is yell in my face. That's what you not gonna do.
Yeah.
And so it's like, are you mad? Yeah. Are you happy? Are you sad? You know, what really?
She probably has that fixed for TV.
She does.
This is what I need to do.
Well, I think we're all set for the week. You guys already know where to check us out, and on YouTube as well as on AfterBuzz.com. I want to remind you guys to go to primary.com and use our promo code BuzzNJ to save 25% off your first purchase and free shipping. I am your host, English Cleveland. You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
And you can find me online at Athletic.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MO Classified. And I just want to tell everybody that interacted on YouTube today, y'all were the best. I just loved everything. Had me cracking up over here.
And she going to find a boo. And y'all can find me on social media. It's me, Jay Hart.
Someone said Candy was on AfterBuzz TV. Yeah, go check it out, boo boo. It's on our YouTube channel. It's the best. So go check it out. We can't wait to see you guys next week. Check you out. Check you out then. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.